Ottawa. The judge in the criminal trial of two Freedom Convoy organizers is expected to deliver a ruling today about the admissibility of internal police documents as evidence. Crown prosecutors and the Ottawa Police Service have argued the heavily redacted documents, which include emails and information about a software update for offices' cell phones, are irrelevant or protected by solicitor-client privilege. The software update for offices' cell phones may have deleted messages between organizer Chris Barber and police liaison officer Const. Nicole Bach. Defense lawyers are set to begin their cross-examination of Bach today, but they say they will not be able to complete their cross-examination of any police liaison officers until Justice Heather Perkins McVeigh makes a ruling about the documents. Barber and Tamara Litch face multiple charges, including mischief, counseling others to commit mischief and intimidation in relation to the 2022 protests against COVID-19 public health measures. The Crown is seeking to prove that Litch and Barber exerted influence over protesters' actions. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 3, 2023. The Canadian Press.